came in the middle of the night. They went through drawers, they got boxes out of cupboards, and I slept through all this, and they even were on the bedside table beside me where they took a chain with three rings on, which were my wedding ring, engagement ring, eternity ring. Because I'm arthritic, they didn't fit my fingers anymore. And they really hurt me when they took these things. They took money as well. The money I wrote off. You know, money's money. It's gone and that's it. But treasures. My daughter died 3 years ago. Things that she'd given me. The things my husband had given me. And they really knocked me for six. And I don't show my emotions a lot. Not with people around. I go to bed and cry. I go somewhere private. The carrying on was the two more burglaries after that. We don't know how they got in. We presume they've probably taken a key from somewhere that was lying about. But we don't know. But they got in twice more. And they took whatever they could lay hands on then. And the point of the fact was I felt like a prisoner. I felt I was the one that had done wrong. Because I couldn't open a window. I didn't leave a door open. I didn't go down the garden as hard as it is to get there in case somebody got in while my back was turned. I've even paid somebody, one of these nice firms that do the spring cleaning for you, to come and clean the whole of my bungalow because I didn't feel it was dirty. I just didn't feel it was mine anymore. I've been happy. I've been content. I've lived on my own for 20-odd years. And I just didn't feel it was right. It wasn't mine. It wasn't clean. I didn't want to do anything. I'm getting past that now. I mean, I'm one of those that pushes on. But it's there with me all the time.